Welcome to Women in WP,
a bi-monthly podcast about women who blog, design, develop, and more in the WordPress community.
Hi, welcome to Women in WP. Today's episode is sponsored by Ninja Forms, a professional form building plugin for WordPress. I'm Angela Bowman.
And I'm Tracy Apps.
Our guest today is Alexandra Spalato, joining us from Mallorca, Spain. She built sites and apps for clients mostly in the headless way using WP GraphQL and Gatsby.js. She just launched the first premium Gatsby WordPress theme at GatsbyWPThemes.com. Welcome, Alexandra.
Hello, I'm very happy to be here.
We like to start off each episode asking our guests how they got into WordPress. How did you get started?
Okay, so it happens totally by chance. I had no idea about the web, about programming. I studied totally different things. I studied pharmacy and business school, let everything to be an actress. So I had a bit of crazy life. And one day, it was in 2002, I had a roommate and he was doing websites. It was not WordPress. He was a photographer, but he was doing websites. He was earning his life with that. So I asked him, are you learning by yourself? You work by yourself, you make money. Oh, I'm interested, because at this time I knew, I don't want to have a boss. I want to be a freelancer and I love learning. So I begin to play with that, but not programming, just taking HTML templates and Dreamweather. So I was playing with Dreamweather and I let this sleep sometime. I wanted to be actress at this time, so Bohemian life in Paris, etc. And one day in 2011, I was employed as assistant as Pierre, because I was a wannabe actress, you know. I did many jobs. So in 2011, and I was already 42 years old, so I'm not so young, and I'm very young at heart. And I did my first website with Wix at this time. And then I discovered, well, I love doing that because it's so creative and I love doing websites. And then I discovered WordPress. Wow, I can play with all these the themes and I have an eye for design, so I can build things. And I wanted badly to do that. So as soon as I have a little free time, I was taking a theme and building things, etc. And quickly, I think 3 months after, I began selling to some actors or singers, some small websites and having fun doing it. And very quickly, I found an agency that employed me as freelancer, but I was only working with teams, not coding at this time. And so it was 6 months after, I was already making my living with that, thanks to WordPress, because I never thought I was going to go into code. But very quickly, I get bored of only working with themes. And then I begin a little CSS, modifying things. And I remember I was amazed the first time I took the logo and I put it in the center. That was, wow, it's magic. And then I learned to do custom themes, because I was bored of working with pre-made things. The funny thing is, I learned that with Zach Gordon at Team Treehouse at this time. And later we become really good friends and we begin Gatsby WordPress themes together. And then I wanted to do more things. So I did the JavaScript bootcamp in 2018. And then I found Gatsby, and then I joined the two things, Gatsby and WordPress. So that's more or less the story.
I love that. So, I mean, what a testimony to, like, oh, you know, like, anyone can do this. And at any age, like, people think, oh, there's all this, like, stress on 40, before 40 or whatever, something like these 40 entrepreneurs that made it big before their 40s. But like, there's something to say about all of us that like, no, you know what? I'm in my 40s and you know what? I'm going to start to learn how to code. Like,
absolutely.
That's impressive. And I love that you went from that, that you found that, that hook in there, because I felt like I had the same kind of, I think I got hooked in by code in the same way of that being able to create things. And because I'm a creative, and so people think, oh, code is very analytical and all this stuff,
absolutely.
But it's creative. And like that, that you found that, and that's what hooked you like that. I love that. It's so impressive. How has that shift been? Like, other than like now just being your own boss and, you know, with your life, how you feel like your creativity is being able to be used in this way?
Absolutely. It has literally changed my life. I'm realizing my dreams. I live here in Mallorca, but I have lived in many places. I choose the place that I love because I'm with my computer. I'm totally free. My clients are all around the world and I don't depend on anything. So I'm a freelancer and entrepreneur at heart. I never been able to be employed. That's something very profound in me. I love learning and I love creating. And effectively, as you say, many people think that coding is only analytic, and many developers are left brain, more introvert. I'm extrovert, I'm right brain. I don't like puzzles. So I'm totally different of the image of the developer. And I didn't know, I really didn't know that I will go into code. So that hooked me because I wanted to do things. I wanted to create things and I needed to code to do it. So it's not the usual way. And I will begin, I had no background in code, in tech. I had my first computer, I was 30 years old. So really, and nobody around me was into that. So it was just something that happened in my life and that was waiting for me, I think, because it has, everything has opened and has flow for me, which is, was not the case before. So, and thanks to WordPress, I've been able to begin small with no code, and perhaps other people can enter in WordPress and their way will not be code. It was mine, I didn't know it, but perhaps other people will discover that they are writers or marketers. There is many things that you can do for a website. For me, it's not content, it's really code and creating things. But you can, this universe has many different doors, and WordPress is a very good entry, especially for freelancer, because you can begin like that and then and grow and make your business and follow the path that is the best for you. And yes, I always wanted to, since the beginning, to create something, create a product. So that's where I am now. But I never, frankly, 10 years ago when I began, I never imagined that I would be making talks, creating a product. I didn't imagine all that, frankly. It's true.
That's so wonderful. That. Yeah. And you met Zach Gordon when I've been teaching WordPress. I've been teaching designers and marketers and other people who want to get started in building WordPress sites, how to customize themes. And so I've had this 6-week course where I take people kind of A to Z through how to just customize a theme, from having a staging environment to CSS to how to write PHP functions, you know, the whole nine yards, how to launch, how to troubleshoot. But part of my teaching over the years was helping get people skilled up with CSS and just basic stuff. And so I would always turn people over to Zach Gordon's videos on Team Treehouse. And then when I finally met Zach,
yes.
Oh, in person, I think it was in WordCamp US in Philadelphia at the Contributor Day, and Zach was kind of going through a transition, leaving Team Treehouse. That was a hard one, but he is so amazing, and that you came to, that you found Zach, what a very special person and opportunity for you to
Absolutely, yes. Now, Zach has been very, very important in my path, because when I wanted to learn how to make a custom WordPress theme, I was obsessed with that, you know. And when you don't know, you know, you are searching for the right resource to learn it. And it's the Zach course on Team Treehouse that really makes a light in my mind. And for 4 years, you know, I entered in Codeable as WordPress expert, and my specialty was custom themes. So I was building a custom theme after another. At the moment, I wanted to create themes for WordPress, for classic WordPress, but the market is quite crowded. And then I enter in JavaScript for WordPress, and we became really close when I made my first talk, you know, about Gatsby too at the Gatsby for JavaScript for WordPress conference by Zach. From there, they called me to make my talk in London for Gatsby, and Zach proposed me to make the first Gatsby WordPress theme for free. So we work on the I work on the Tabor theme and port it to Gatsby. And then, yes, with Zach, we became very close, and he came to visit me. I was in Brussels at this time, and we had really great time. And it's a wonderful person, really. And he sent me so much light. Yes, he sent me light and pushed me and helped me a lot. And yes, I have worked a lot, but people like that are the people, okay, that really count and change the path in a way. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I love him. He's great. Okay, so as a kind of personal question, because me and JavaScript have had a hate relationship for about 23 years. Oh. So I'm wondering how did you wrap your brain around that? Because for me, HTML and CSS and custom themes, that was one thing. Like I that works well with how my brain works. JavaScript seems to be like, ha ha ha, I'm going to change everything up and do everything the opposite of what your brain is thinking of. How do you adjust that? Because that is a big jump.
I did a boot camp, by the way.
Yeah, so, I know. Yes. I think I need to do a boot camp, but I'm scared.
You don't have to. For me, it's better because I learned everything by myself with WordPress. So PHP and with WordPress, you know, it was a lot of gaps. And at the moment, I was also on Know the Code with Tonya Mork. Tonya Mork has been also my mentor in the WordPress path. But JavaScript, it's good because in the bootcamp, I learned it since the ground. And then we met in 3 months. It was an in-person bootcamp. It was not online. It was in Barcelona. It was 3 months. You only do that, you live and breathe JavaScript for 3 months. So first JavaScript, then React, and backend, Node, and all that. And you build, at the end, you build a full stack application. So you live and breathe JavaScript for 3 months. And before beginning, they give you exercise where you just have to look a bit of JavaScript and solve it, and that makes your brain work. And even this little exercise was the most really advanced code, you know, I did, because you have really to create, to make something and find a solution. So yes, I have learned JavaScript in a better way than I learned PHP. And also what I love with JavaScript, you have all the resources to learn online. I love video. I'm a video learner. I'm really not a documentation person, so I'm very auditive. And one of the things that people say to me, oh, but JavaScript is more complicated than PHP. I said, no, because I have all the resources to learn it. So for me, it's easier. That's my way of learning. And I believe, and I really thank all the great teachers that make great courses, because for me, it's easier to understand something complicated if it's well teach than something simpler if I only have the documentation and no course to drive me. That's how it works for me, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. So you have to do a bootcamp.
And that's the thing, like I feel, because I'm self-taught with everything, and I'm the same. I learned CSS from a video back when lynda.com was lynda.com before it was LinkedIn
yes.
Learning.
I learned, yes.
And too. With molly.com. And okay. I totally fangirled over her because then I met her in person. And then I was like, I totally learned CSS from you like forever ago. And we became good friends. So, but like that was really helpful for me. But it also was like I had the structure like that regularity kind of thing. And it's hard to do that when you're doing freelance or you're trying to like juggle all these other things. So I think that boot camp idea and like focusing on it, I think that might be really kind of one of the big keys here, because it does take kind of all of your effort. So that I know at some point I'm going to need to do this, because I know enough JavaScript so that, because a lot of times when I'm doing complex UX, UI design, that I need to be able to prototype out something like a complex interface or a pivot table, that something that has a bunch of data in it, so that I'm not going to write all of this code. Even copy and paste is going to be a pain in the butt, but I know that there's these JavaScript, you know, ways to basically generate all of this stuff just with, you know, a line of code. And so I'm like, there's so much power in that. And I learn enough so that I could do that. And then once it breaks, then I'm like, okay, now, nope. So yeah. That's on my list.
I write much more React than vanilla JavaScript, in fact. So it's
funny.
Different.
Okay, so I haven't worked with React yet, but it scares me, I think. I think that's what it is. I think I'm afraid of it.
There is many courses, and then yes, take Gatsby and or take my themes, and you can play. So you have built things
I
and
am
you can
gonna,
play
I,
with components.
I'm definitely gonna try that, because I learn a lot. Like that's how I first started to teach myself web design, is like I looked at other people's websites and I was like, oh, okay, what does this happen? And then I just made another website, and then I just experiment with that code and see, what does this do? So I work really well if I see some good code in front of me. So I actually am going to check out those themes and experiment and see if I can teach myself, at least get myself a little bit further. And then if I need to take a boot camp, I'll be a little bit
is building things. And I've been lucky, because all my career I always had work and clients and things to apply what I'm learning. And that's great, because if you don't apply what you're learning, you forget very quickly. So
yes.
I learn backend, but I don't do backend. I only do React and frontend and Gatsby. But yes, it's important to practice with a side project or with a real project. So that's
it's with
thing.
any language, any foreign language.
Yes,
this is why I learned French and I don't remember any of it. I learned some Spanish.
No,
I don't remember any of that. I learned some Danish. I know like HTML, CSS and some PHP. So
yes.
Je parle en français en pou.
All I remember is like, I remember this like song. I think it's about plucking a chicken. Je te plume et la tête, et la tête, et la tête.
Alouette. Alouette.
I remember this. And I don't know, like, what I don't remember
that's
what
it.
I ate yesterday, but I remember that from like.
Oh, you're going to laugh.
35 years ago.
On how I learn English. Because I have lived in Andalusia about 15 years ago and in the south of Spain. And at this time I had basic English, because in France, we are not very good in English, you know, French, Italian, Spanish sucks at English. We learn it too late, I think. So I had a scholar English, and in this place, it was full of English people because it was by the coast, and I lived 3 years there, and I arrived with my scholar English, and I went back with a fluent English and never take, you know, courses about school. And thanks to that, I'm in development, because all the good courses are in English, code is English, and my clients are in the UK, in the US. So. But I learned it in Andalusia.
I love this. Like we always joke about on this podcast. We've like, oh, I just did this or I just did that. Like you just taught yourself all of these things, and this is amazing. Like, I am so impressed with all of that you have done and taught yourself and learned and achieved. Like, it's so impressive.
I think life brings you opportunities and doors. You just have to follow them and without fear, not saying, oh, but I'm too old, or I'm a woman, or I have my career here, or that's not secure. No, if life presents you these doors, that's the opportunity. And yes, you don't have to be afraid to follow your instinct, and because it's your way, and that you have to take some risk, you know, to be happy and to do things. And everything is possible in this case. I think fear is the worst. Is the worst thing, that the worst obstacle is fear. It's not a real obstacle, is inside yourself. So if you have no fear, you can do anything.
Ooh, that is such a great yes.
I'm making all these notes because I'm trying to do more to quote our episodes when we tweet.
Oh,
and yeah, you are just one full. We'll just quote every single thing you say and inspire the world. We need t-shirts with all your quotes.
It's a whole series.
One time, I don't know, it was in a chat, and I said something about age. I don't remember. You have to rethink it. Yes, age don't get you if you don't believe it, or something like that.
You
don't
have to
believe it, and then you don't coach, you know, because it's at the end, it's something... built by society. So the important is how you feel. It's not how you're supposed to be, at what age, and what you're supposed to do. It's...
Hey, Women in WP listeners, this is Tracy with a quick message from our sponsor, Ninja Forms. Wish you could build forms for WordPress without spending forever or recruiting help? You can. Ninja Forms is the WordPress form plugin that is both extremely flexible and easy to use. Create contact forms, order forms, donation forms, and more in literally minutes using pre-built templates. Easily customize with form logic, upload fields, multi-step pages, and more. Just drag and drop what you need where you need it. Integrate with hundreds of services like MailChimp, Google Sheets, HubSpot, and more without needing to write a line of code. Get Ninja Forms now at ninjaforms.com. And now, back to our show.
Well, I am going to take us back a little bit because we do have people listening to the podcast and partly myself included to understand what is headless WordPress, what is Gatsby. You know, we had Miriam Schwab from Stratic, web hosting company that does headless hosting, and we learned a lot from her, but that was a couple years ago, Tracy, right? She was one of our first guests.
Oh my goodness.
And
yeah, that's
so
right.
We need a refresher, and to help other women who are curious about all of this, what is it? Teach
okay.
us.
So headless, basically, if we speak about WordPress, because it doesn't apply only to WordPress, it's you use WordPress only as a backend. So when you enter your data in WordPress, it goes to the database. WordPress has this REST API, and now it has a GraphQL API thanks to JSON Ball and WP GraphQL. And with JavaScript, in our case, with Gatsby. Gatsby is a framework built on top of React, which is a framework on JavaScript to build UI. You take this data, so we do what is called the Jamstack movement, which means JavaScript API, so in this case, GraphQL is the API, and markup, so HTML, etc. Mm-hmm. We take this data and we build our website with it. So we, in the case of WordPress, we don't build it with PHP. We are liberated from the limitations that can bring WordPress, and the big advantages is one, speed, amazing speed. If you check website built with React, with Gatsby or Next.js too, it's, you change page, it's all is in the browser, so it's image app. With Gatsby, it's a static website generator. It means it takes all this data, it compiles it, and it spits out HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Now, Gatsby in this new version are also server-side rendering. It means that it will take the data and, call the server to get the data. But that, it's a bit more technical to enter into that. And another great advantage, it's security, because your database is not exposed. So it's separate, that is headless. Okay, we have the database, we have the front built in React, but they are not joined. And for example, if your website is hacked, the only thing it can do is make a deface and you send it back and it's okay. Or if your WordPress server is down, your website is up. So that's really great. And another great thing is also, yes, because of speed, SEO is really great, especially now with the new Google thing with the core vitals. There was a sentence from a guy from Gatsby that said speed is the new responsive. You remember when in 2012 Google put you down if your website is responsive. So now this is happening now with performance and speed. And lastly, you can have, for example, your content and your blog in WordPress, because WordPress is fantastic, is the best editor, but you can have a shop in Shopify or in BigCommerce or in another place. You can have data in a Google Sheet, and you can take all this data and build your website all together. So that's great. Or at the opposite, you can have a WordPress backend and sending data to different websites. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's very flexible. You can build really different experience thanks to that. And WordPress become a database simply with a great editor.
I love that. And someone actually, I had a potential client that, you know, was like, they were asking me questions. It was just more of a consulting. And they were like, yeah, so WordPress has been around a while. And so is it on its way out? And I was like, I don't know, because not at all, because I see this as using as a platform. So now that, like you said, I can have a WordPress site and then that can power my database over here in this program. And it can, I don't know, update the mobile app, or it could, heck, you know, whatever, put information on a digital billboard, whatever. I can do all of those things because it's just data and it's just being passed everywhere. So it was like, there's actually more and more possibilities. So I don't see any, like, WordPress itself going anywhere. It's just changing and becoming more of this, like, uh-huh, universal platform, like you're saying. It's the future.
Exactly, especially with WP GraphQL, and people are building plugins on top of it, and it's evolving. It's constantly evolving. Now the team of WP Engine is pushing a lot as a headless way. Jason Ball work there now, and they have launched the Atlas modeler. So it's a thing like custom fields, but more adapt for headless, and you can make your custom post type with taxonomies and custom field there. So it's constantly evolving, and yes, I think it's the future. And now we have built this first premium themes, but more people will follow, more solution will come, and at the time it will be available for everyone. For the moment, I think our product is more pro professionals. You don't have to code, but you need to install many things on your computer, open the console and things like that, and copy and pasting and following the documentation. Mm-hmm. Anybody can do it, but it's not for everyone. But mm-hmm, it will come a moment where it will become the solution also for everyone. I think.
Yeah, well, like, just like look at like WordPress. Like, it used to be you had to have an FTP client and you had to know code and you had to do this stuff. And then WordPress was built as an interface for people that didn't have all of that knowledge. And so I can just see this evolving into now there being like a graphical interface. Like, that's kind of how we've always been. It's always been like, all right, command line, and you know what you're doing. And then all of a sudden an interface is built on top of that. And yeah, like, that's kind of amazing. And I think things are getting streamlined. And usually, honestly, because I have a lot of, I'll install a lot of local environments and do all this sort of stuff. And every time I have a developer say, oh, it's really easy, you just do this thing, somehow I break it. I don't know how I break it somehow, but it's gotten easier in the years, because I'm like, okay, well, yeah, okay, it's just a couple processes and these things happen automatically. Okay, mm-hmm. I can handle that. Here is a 13 page instructions on all of the things that you need to do, and I'm like, yeah, okay.
Out. Well, it sounds like the Gatsby theme that you've created is more for professionals. So it would be like someone who has some savvy around the required files and stuff on their systems to be able to customize it, you think?
I don't say everybody can use it. You don't need to code, but you need to install Gatsby. You need to install Node, you need to install Git, you need to have a code editor, you need to open a GitHub account. So I think for somebody who wants to just build their website, unless they really like that, some people say, oh, I love doing that, it can be intimidating. But perhaps in the future, we will create a service. Okay, you like this theme for this price, we put it together for you, and you just have to have the content. That's possible too. We have not put it together because we are beginning, but we have so many new things to do and ideas. So I think the people that will buy it, are more developers or agencies, even if they don't do JavaScript, but they are professional in this world, so they make their living with the web.
So then, let's see. Let me figure out how to phrase this. So with the Gatsby themes, it is for professionals at this point. In terms of the types of sites, so let's talk about the clients, the potential clients. What types of websites lend themselves well to a headless development? Because when we talked to Miriam, we said, we have some challenges when we're dealing with e-commerce and dynamic websites that really do require an interaction with the database. So what kind of websites have you been building for clients that are headless? And where do you find maybe you recommend, we really can't do headless in this situation, or does that come up?
I have built blogs, I have built a brochure website, but I have built a really dynamic one. I'm finishing it, a big one, a travel website with a big search things that we work with Algolia. This one has been quite complicated with a login, a logout. Yes, a membership, not a paid membership, but you can create a bucket list on it. So you can do anything. And now Gatsby is going to have server-side rendering too. So it's not a problem anyway to have e-commerce. It's not because it's static, that is not dynamic. That's the thing. So you can do... I think not the limitation, it's more, okay, I have WordPress and I want to use this plugin and I want to do it myself and it's not available. And in Gatsby, we have to rebuild something, so it will cost the development. So I think that's more limitation, or perhaps some website don't really need it. But I think you can do almost anything. And we are going to build e-commerce themes. That's our next step. Build themes, WooCommerce and Shopify.
Yeah, because I see now on the Gatsby documentation, there is a sourcing from WooCommerce. And so maybe Gatsby, it sounds like, is the framework that has kind of been a game changer in this whole headless arena. Would you say that's true?
Yes, but you can source, there is WP, GraphQL, WooCommerce.
Yes.
So you can source
That.
And you can do it with Next. Also, I choose Gatsby because there is plugins, there is this API for Teams, but Next is also a great framework. It was more server-side rendering. Now Gatsby has server-side rendering. You know, they are following each other. So yes, the people... I've built this plugin on top of WP GraphQL. So then there is a checking, checkout. I have to see how to do it. We are going to do it. And use this. Yes, of course.
I love it. So speaking of that, tell us about your company, the products. I want to hear more about this.
What do you mean?
Your Gatsby, the first premium Gatsby WordPress.
Okay, yes. So the idea, as begin with that golden 2 years ago, we begin by porting three themes from WordPress, the 2019, I think, and the Tabor theme to Gatsby. That was the first step. Then I think, okay, we have to do premium theme because there is none, and that would be very, very useful. And then I found a super collaborator named Paulina Hetman. She had already built themes on ThemeForest, and she's and I've been very lucky because finding a partner where everything flows, etc. It's great and very rare, I think. So we began together 2 years ago building that. So basically now we have the first ones. We have which are blogs. So we have a Baz theme and another one named Ginger. So the Baz for me, it's making something nice but simple. And the Ginger one is more advanced. We have several different skins, you know, on the same themes. Themes in Gatsby is different than WordPress. That's very important because a theme can be there, for example, only to build a functionality or to group other plugins. So we have a data theme that is only responsible for getting the data from WordPress. And if you install only the theme, you will see only data, you will see JSON. On top of this one, so it's like the brain, you know, it's like a skeleton. On top of this one, we build starters that has all the skin and components that are styled, but this data theme, it's at the heart of on all the other ones. And we have plugins we have made a plugin for Contact 4.7, another for SEO. There is a WP GraphQL plugin that takes the data from Yoast. And we have built a Gatsby plugin that build the SEO component with all this data. So install and you have all the, your SEO that is there and you can have new elements. We have comments, we have search, we have a Lightbox, you know, that adapts to Gutenberg. We will not adapt all Gutenberg because there is so many different things that we have just the core Gutenberg that work with Gatsby. And we will build, of course, more things, themes for every area, you know, portfolio, agency, magazine. As everything is to do, you know, there is nothing. So we have everything to do. We just have to pay to advance and in time and do all that. We are selling two packages, one with only the base theme that is good also for developers because you are going to modify everything, and the pro pack that where all the themes that are we are building in the year will be in this pack. And so it's an annual subscription. And very soon we are going to release a free theme. So it will be simpler. There will not be comments, search, or fancy things like that, but it will allow people to build things and play with it and see how it works. So now we are working on that and it will be released very, very soon. So, and yes, we have a really documentation, a really good documentation that is accessible for everyone. And the support website, and soon we will do webinars and many things.
Love it. That is so amazing. It has been just so great talking to you today, and our time is coming to an end.
Yes.
But I would, we want to keep the conversation going. What is the best way people can find out more about you and stay in contact and just find you online?
Okay, online they can find me at Twitter at Alexa Dark. Of course, the website gets BWP themes. They can subscribe, so they will be informed, and the free theme will be also for the subscribers. And from there, they can also subscribe to the support community platform that we have. Yes, that's the two places, I think, Twitter about me. I have a personal website, alexandraspalato.com. That I will rebuild soon, I think. And soon I'm also launching my remote agency about headless WordPress and Jamstack in general. So I just have to find the time to build the website. And the name will be webstantly.com. So the web instantly.
And you've spoken at different conferences, so I imagine you're probably on WordPress TV. I'm just checking. Oh, maybe not.
No, I have
no,
not.
No, you've at, never.
No, oh. Because I never speak at WordCamps. I was planned at WordCamp Europe in Porto.
Yes.
We have planned to make a 3 hours bootcamp with Zach and Paulina about the themes. And it has been canceled the day of my birthday.
So next year, maybe.
Yes. Yeah, so no, my talks are on JavaScript for WordPress. So I make two talks there.
Okay.
And at Gatsby Days in 2019, it was a very good call because I explained how to use flexible content with ACF, Gatsby, and WordPress, and I built something online. Well, it has evolved since, but it shows that how it works. So that was my talk in Gatsby Days London.
Oh, good. Okay. So we will make sure we put in the show notes links to all of these things, because I think if any other ambitious people listening to this podcast would like to change their whole career in midlife, here's the opportunity.
Possible.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks to you.
And I do have to thank our sponsors again, Ninja Forms, for building such a powerful forms plugin and supporting our show.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, or join our Facebook group. We would be honored if you subscribe to the show. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and iTunes. Finally, if you want to be on the show or know someone who would, visit our website at womeninwp.com. Until next time.